Chairman Lucas, let's begin. First of all, you've identified oversight as your number one agenda item. Where does that oversight begin?
Well, it actually began a few weeks ago before we were officially organized in the House committee when we could not have a hearing, but we were able to have a forum, and we looked at the issues dealing with the biotech and Roundup Ready alfalfa. That's the first of several hearings that pertain to those kind of biotech issues. But in addition to the biotech issues, there's everything from also how the EPA is handling spray drift and dust rules to USDA and GIPSA, the livestock marketing rules. There'll be hearings with the secretary and a number of entities from around the country looking at the overall agricultural economy. We'll do hearings on Dodd-Frank, the piece of legislation passed last year that allegedly reforms the futures markets and the derivatives industry as a part of an overall financial package. There's just an amazing number of things. And I would tell you, Dave, these hearings are important for a number of reasons. Not only is it critical that we fulfill our oversight responsibilities as a committee, make sure federal law is being followed, make sure sound science is being used, make sure that the economic impact of all of these potential rules is being factored into the decision. But this is also a process by which I bring, and Mr. Peterson, we bring our new members of the committee up to speed on everything that we need to be prepared for in the 2012 Farm Bill. I've got 16 freshman Republicans. He's got, half a dozen new Democrats on his side of the room. We've got a substantial number of the members of the committee who, while they may understand their agriculture or their district's agriculture, need to have an opportunity to appreciate all the things that's entailed, not only in a comprehensive Farm Bill, but in this great, big, and inspiringly awesome country.
Chairman, that brings me right into my next question. As the House Agriculture Committee settles into their roles, what's going to be your biggest challenge as chairman?
Well, initially, it's bringing my members up to speed, making sure that, for instance, my 16 freshman Republican members, that's 26 Republicans on the committee, 16 freshmen, making sure that they understand the complexity of the national agriculture and the comprehensive nature of the Farm Bill, everything from the famous commodity titles, of course, to conservation, rural development, ag research, the nutrition titles, farm credit, all of those things. That's my initial challenge. Along with that, the challenge of oversight, but that goes hand in hand with my with helping educate my new membership. And, of course, then the tough budget year we live in. Thank goodness, Dave, we don't have to write a comprehensive Farm Bill in 2011, when at least temporarily most commodity prices are at record heights, with at the same time the federal budget in a record depth of deficit. Those issues may be a little different come next year's time, but preparing to write that Farm Bill with the money that will be available to me in 2012, to the committee in 2012. And oh yes, in all fairness, the part of finishing out the bookkeeping year, the business year for the federal government from now through at the end of September 2011, what kind of budget issues will be put on our plate there? Because the new majority in the House is very focused on reducing federal spending, reducing the national deficit for the remainder of this year, getting a grip on the national debt, and how will that impact ag? And we're just a little too early, Dave, to know for sure how that's going to sort out.
How best can farmers and ranchers across the country become involved in the writing of this 2012 Farm Bill?
First critical step is to look around in your state, for that matter, in your congressional district. If you have a new member in your congressional district, reach out to them and their staffs. Develop a relationship. Whether they serve on the Ag Committee or not, develop a relationship with them. Begin to bring them up to speed, especially if they don't serve on the Ag Committee, about how important agriculture is in their congressional district, how important agriculture is to the entire country. And even if your congressman's not a new one and not an Ag Committee member and not a non-member, reach out to the same individuals in the state. If you're part of the wheat growers, the cattlemen, the bureau, the union, the whatever, reach out to members in your state and, for that matter, the senators too, so that we move in a fashion that helps have a body that's sufficiently educated in Congress to make the tough decisions next year.
Are you anticipating an increased amount of input from groups outside of agriculture trying to influence the direction of the 2012 Farm Bill?
Well, historically, in my 16 years, Dave, we've gone from mainly folks who are involved in ag or live in the countryside caring to all sorts of outside groups, all sorts of special interests. with all sorts of agendas. So the Ag Committee, which is in a very bipartisan way historically listened to everyone, we have a whole lot more voices now in some cases shouting at us as opposed to talking to us. We're going to listen to all of them, but the bottom line remains, I would hope that the House Agriculture Committee in the 112th session of Congress has a focus on rural America and production ag, because whether our neighbors in the suburbs or in the urban areas necessarily have had an opportunity to develop an understanding of us, we're critical to their economic survival. Whether it's the balance of payments that we generate with our big ag export sales, or just making sure there's enough food and fiber in their homes every day.
Mr. Chairman, you've talked about the budget and what it's going to mean as far as the writing of this 2012 Farm Bill is concerned. But if direct payments are reduced, is it possible that some of those dollars could be shifted to other program areas, maybe such as conservation?
Well, Dave, I think, first of all, we have to say that when it's time to write the Farm Bill next time, most assuredly, everything's on the table. Everything's on the table. And we also need to remember that we have a number of areas where $6, $8, $9 billion of things that were authorized in the last Farm Bill have no baseline, no foundation in repetitive spending on a year-to-year basis. All that's going to be looked at. I would just simply note in particular about the direct payments. There's a baseline for those. They're the most WTO-compliant part of the Farm Bill. But I've been honest with people now for some months. Everything's on the table. I don't know and won't know for sure until a year and a few months from now how much money that the Budget Committee and Majority Leadership will make available to the Ag Committee to write a Farm Bill. And we'll write a Farm Bill with what we're given, because that's all there's going to be. But everything, Dave, is going to be on the table. Everything.
Mr. Chairman, I do appreciate you being able to take a few minutes to visit with us here today. Is there anything that you would like to add?
Just simply to our friends and neighbors out in rural America who are involved either in production ag or processing or transportation, all the things that are required to create that food and fiber and to put it in the hands of our fellow citizens who are the ultimate consumers, reach out to the new members of Congress. Reach out to the new senators. Develop that relationship. Help me be prepared when we write the Farm Bill next year, or even in a few months or a few weeks as we work through the budget process. Help me be prepared to get the attention of my colleagues who may not be on the committee, who may not be from the countryside, about how important it is that we have a chance in rural America to continue to not just survive, but to economically thrive. I need a core of civilian, citizen, activist, lobbyist out there who care about their country communities, who care about production ag and processing, who will rise up and pick up those phones when we need them. That's the biggest point I'm pushing right now, Dave. We've got a long struggle ahead of us. We need to be getting ready as citizen activists to work for the livelihood that we know so well and for our communities.
Congressman Lucas, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Dave.